Yes,
Can I suggest that before we move forward with a debate, that we deal with Simon's, I think, very fundamental question that he raised earlier, and that is where the model, what the intention of the model is. Who you intend to use the model, and where strategically it goes, not in terms of the content, but what your ambition for the model might be. And then maybe we could have a discussion about how to achieve that.
We can try to do this, but also maybe it's quite good to have some general information that we put inside the different panel, if you agree. This morning the agreement was just use the afternoon inside every panel function, not urban function. After urban models and so on.
I think that's very, very important, but I just feel that for, I mean, I'm not suggesting I'm representing my colleagues, but I think it would be certainly better for me if I had a clearer idea about who the user of the model will be. So we know what the model is intended for. Who is the end user? Whether it be the EU, researchers, policymakers.
Yes, this also was your question.
I think if you have a sense of some kind of even provisional answer to that, it allows you then to have a discussion about the different component parts of the model.
Yeah.
But without a sense of where it's who the audience is, the user, it's hard to have a meaningful discussion, I think. I don't know what the other arguments.
Our model born because we have to work on urban phenomena, and we started with a precise model, and the first model was this one, renewal and framework. For renewal, I mean exactly this situation. In that picture you have Naples, Milan, Turin, large area where the production moved. So this area are inside the city. It was very important to find now Turin, because it's plain exactly what I mean. It's quite difficult to find it. So this is Turin. Turin is a typical case. Fiat disappeared. The name of that area is Spina, exactly the center of the city. Around that different area, there was different owner, different real estate, and was necessary for redesign the city, find a very strong relationship between local government and the private, in this case Fiat. But there was a very strong problem, because Fiat had a financial problem, so was involved different subjects. Pirelli was one of these subjects. So this was the first model, and was for us a mistake, because we consider a new as the unique possibility to develop a new politic inside the city. Other partners, as Budapest, Leipzig, and others, have other problems about the city. For this reason, was necessary create more models as maybe this.
So do these, sorry to interrupt, do these different thematics relate to different case studies? In other words, if renewal was seen to be the issue, the challenge in one case study, redevelopment in another, recovery in a different one, is that?
And in general, type of the revitalization, not revitalization, but large scale urban project, rather the type, the classification, using different criteria. In my understanding, because I am in the department of from a few months only, but yes.
We're still talking about the content of the model. And I really don't think this discussion can go as we need it to go unless we're clear as to what the end point is, and that is who would use the model.
It's not a model and on development, because
it's just a description.
The presentation went about that, maybe the general aspect of the urban development as a whole.
Yes,
but the revitalization process is an element of the urban development. So we try in the framework of our project to show different types of the large-scale action devoted of the revitalization, renewal, rehabilitation, using different criteria for showing different differences between different type of large-scale urban action.
So
I understand, it's my understanding.
So is it then a model that describes the transition of the city, but not a model that is intended
to
be
used?
It's not a model to be used. It's a model that's just describes processes.
Classification, description, or
we have some phenomena around this phenomenon. We have find the correct relationship between different subjects. For this reason, not only public subjects, I explained you for Turin, but the same you is possible find in Leipzig, where whole change. Leipzig lost 200,000 inhabitants in the last 15 years. So it's necessary just redesign all the city. For this reason, it becomes very important to find an agreement between public and private. For this reason, PPP. And the next step is what type of instrument, tools, you have to use for redesign this or mend this type of area. And the last step is about the driver. Who is the decision maker? Is a politician, is a local government, is possible find an agreement between or create a network agency, etc. But before, don't forget this, the push factor is that I used this morning globalization, because this phenomenon has some causes. The cause is that production move from metropolitan area and the space. And space and place become empty. And for this reason, we have a work on the causes, and after produce some suggestion that involve institutions, a new form of organization, new instruments. When we consider PPP, we have also find a definition about the budget, about the agreement.
So just to clarify, you, at the end there will be a series of publications with different case studies in which the conclusions about the case studies
sort of optimal solution.
Okay. For whom? For the public sector?
For organizations who needs it.
Okay.
For anyone who needs it.
So is it more academic or more practically
oriented? Both.
Who is going to be trained in Act 6.3? Who is going to have the training?
Point.
And in your final, in the final bit of the project, 6.3, yes. It's training and widening. Who will be trained? Who are you going to be training?
When we consider the activity 6.3, the first of all idea was just close about pilot area, tools, instrument, evaluation about the model, and after open a training with local association or university in some case, or find new skills. In Bocconi University we have a post-master, and in this case we have a strong relationship who work in public administration or in private sector. In this case we want to use this type of result for improve, for give a new suggestion, for find a new type of aggregation between public and private sector. For example, in Italy we have a Pordenone, and we create in a pilot area a new company. This company is a mix between public and private subject, and for this reason we use it, that performance, for create new idea for that type of area. In Pordenone the area was old industrial area, textile area, where local government decided to take an agreement with the Owen, Land Owen, create a company, and decide to pass from production, textile production, to new services, housing, new
universities. What skills will you learn if you do the trial?
I think it's perhaps a confusion of the terminology. I think this isn't training in stricto senso. It's dissemination and development.
Dissemination. Okay. In some case, another.
Is developing more.
Improving new models with some local
government. Exactly.
Because when you create a PPP, you have a law, don't permit, in some case, to create it. You have create before a prototype, and after, especially in Italy, where in Italy and Germany, in Britain you have a common law, bottom up is a law that you. In Italy and Germany is a top down. So before you have a law, and after you have who have a work on the law for find. Yeah. For this reason, we create some prototype around this.
Excuse me.
My synthesis is not a very good synthesis, but this question was...
As you can see, the different colors, the first phase of the project, because this project basically has this mixed nature, which there is an empirical, more practical nature, and a more theoretical nature. That's obvious, because the partners of the project are both from the academic world and from the, let's say, from municipalities or regions or provinces. And if you can see this, all the steps of the project, they start from a review of, when you see case studies and national report. In that, starting phase of the project, there was the need to, let's say, to give the picture of the whole reality of the countries from which all partners were coming. So we developed a series of case studies following a framework of analysis which was homogeneous for all partners. So that's for, and we did the same for the national records. And this was a work that we did basically collaborating between, let's say, to make it simple, between practitioners and academicians. Yes. And we developed this series of cases to detect the reality. And when you see pilot area, it's in the meaning of pilot area are, let's say, strategic area where you can apply some kind of implementation tools and from the analysis you get some lessons for developing these handbooks. Handbooks that have a double meaning and a double goal, which is from one side to starting from the reality to classify the different types of interventions and try to interpret. And doing this work, this model we proposed has developed, of course, from both these sides, from one side of the trying to give an overall picture and then trying to develop a sort of model, because as all models that are proposed, they don't have sense, as you were saying, that when they cannot be applied to the reality. That's true. And right now we are in this brown, we are in between the brown and the yellow steps. So now we are
in the difficulty stage.
Because all models has,
yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely,
changed and are developed every day, and so in this phase, of course, this model has a strongly theoretical background behind it. But the idea is that the work we did on the reality, maybe. When you saw all this list of different type of urban intervention, renewal, regeneration, gentrification, this is a synthesis of a classification as wider as possible of all different types of intervention. Of course, at this step, the idea is that's also the why you are here to. Now we have proposed this model, and we're trying to let's say, of course, the idea is that we're going to improve it. And when you were asking for doing what, I guess that as the project has this double nature, of course, this kind of model can be first discussed academic level and to be validated, and of course if it makes sense from the theoretical point of view, it is validated by empirical analysis, and being so close to the reality, of course, you are, and it looks successful, of course, as the nature of the project is both sided, of course, its goal can be can have these two goals, for the practical use, and that's also because of these different activities of dissemination, not just for the practitioners, but also for at the academia level, let's say. That's
I've been in this project for over a year, but it's something new for me. Because my understanding was, when I was invited by the mayor of District Number 7 into this project, was that this is going to be... The European Union is not famous about financing purely theoretical stuff. I mean, they want sort of output which is practical, which can be applied. So my understanding was that there will be a handbook at the end of this project, and this handbook, the target group of this handbook will not be academics, will not be university professors.
No, probably there was a misunderstanding.
Yes, let me finish, please. That it will be a publication which mayors or city administrators can use. Now, I knew, or I had a feeling, that this project is not going into the practical way. So there was discussion, an informal discussion in Leipzig among the partners, and the general opinion was that this project is just far too theoretical. It's difficult to see a practical outcome right at this stage now, where we are now. So that's why I find it extremely important, these questions, to clearly define, it should have been defined at the very beginning of the project anyway, but we should clearly define now, simply because, look, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm happy to take, you know, new ideas, but I can't imagine a handbook which is both academic and practical. We are talking about two different books, and as far as I know, that this is where we are going. There will be a call, you know, there was a slide in the beginning of Remo's presentation. There's a handbook with COVID logo and an academic handbook. If that's how it will be done, I'm happy.
Okay, Peter, can I answer to your... I think that now we are here not to speak about the handbooks, and the handbook are the more practical tools in order to manage a pilot area. But, we are here to test, to validate, to write some suggestion and opinions about our model, and for sure this model could be able for two aims. The first one, for an academic aims that could be answer to needs of a part of a project, and it can be the fundamental basis for more practical materials and tools for policy makers and so on. Okay, this is the my answer for your for your question, and I would like just to say one thing about the model. At the very beginning, our project foresee just one model, the framework, the more complex. And when we started to analyze case studies, and we analyzed three case studies in Germany, three in Hungary, three in Poland, and around 10-20 cases in Italy. At the end, we recognize a wide variety of cases, and for that reason, the 8 model try to classify the specificities of each of these cases. This is why it is our starting point, and I think that this is the basis, the origin of this model. Maybe they are too much, or maybe they are few, or what we saw is that in some experiences we have also an overlapping of model, because it is very hard to try to classify this model.